Hello, everyone. We are getting ready to talk about gamifying the process. Let me turn my mic down. There we go. So this is Basics 2.0, and I want to make sure that we welcome everyone. If you're watching the replay, you can watch these. But let me just say this. I haven't been saying this throughout the entire Basics 2.0. One of the rules for attending is that you have to have made your 24-hour plan. So if you've not made your 24-hour plan, you are watching videos, then now is the time to push pause or to leave the video, go back, make your doable plan, and then come back in here and get your ass on some learning. I think that this is really important for you guys to really take into consideration that when you're consuming the content here at No BS, you want to consume only after you've been applying. So you listen to something, you figure out how to apply it. I watch a lot of people just listen to the shit I say, but they don't do any of the shit I say. So I'll give you a pro tip. When you hear something, even if you think you can't do it, even if you think it's too hard, you're worried if it will work, you're wondering what will happen, no matter what, if you hear something, I want you to at least say, maybe I'm wrong. Let me just try. Let me see what happens. So often, I think most of you would agree, when it comes to our diet brains are wrong about a lot of stuff. Our diet brains tell us we're not good enough. Our diet brains tell us that we can't eat certain foods. Our diet brains are loaded with a lot of other people's busted ass opinions, broken science, shit that is done from like not caring if this is a lifestyle you're building, stuff that doesn't take into consideration your health, your emotional well-being and stuff. So when you hear something in here and you are scared, you're doubtful, you're wondering, any of those things, I really encourage you to think, maybe I'm wrong about that. This, what it does is it allows you to bypass needing to be right. It bypasses a lot of needing to know exactly what's going to happen. So when you hear something, I want you to try to apply it. And no matter what comes up for it, you can either think, I'm willing to try. I might be wrong about it. Could be that it's not as bad as I think it is. Add those thoughts on to the end just to give you a little bit of courage and a little bit of oomph to start applying things more than just sitting back consuming and wondering if things will work. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about gamifying the process today. So let me bring up my notes. What is gamifying? So basically, gamifying is where we are going to take like a regular experience that we're having, and we're going to turn it into a game. It's going to teach our brains that weight loss doesn't have to be near as hard as we make it out to be. It doesn't have to be miserable, and it doesn't have to be unsatisfying. A lot of the reasons why we fail at weight loss is because we sit around and we think about how it won't work, how hard it's going to be, how many times we failed, all these other things. One of the things that I try to teach you guys all the time is that your brain is wired to go negative. That's just the natural occurrence of our brain. So what we have to do is apply a principle called equal airtime, which means I know my brain is really good at thinking that I'm going to fail. I know my brain is really good at making losing weight harder than it needs to be. I know my brain is really good at making it scary. I know my brain is really good at figuring out all the ways it won't work before it will. So we use something called gamification in order to put a little fun into things, to lighten the mood, as you would say. So a lot of studies show that when you make something fun and engaging and exciting, you're more likely to do it. You're more likely to look forward to it. I want you to think about this. If you were fixing to go on vacation and all you talked about was the only thing is every problem that could happen, how you might not have fun, like, and just like did all of that visioneering on that side, you would never go on a vacation. But we don't do that with vacations. We think about, oh my God, I'm going to get away from work. Oh my God, I'm finally going to get a break. You know, it's going to be fun. Here's the things I'm going to do. We don't just really sit around and think about like all the things that could go wrong on a vacation. I'm not saying that some of you don't, but pretty much the reason why we go on a vacation is because we have enough thoughts about it that make us motivated to go. No one has to drag us along usually. And I'm talking about places you would like to go. So if you would like to go on a weight loss vacation, you need to think about weight loss like you would think about a vacation. So a weight loss vacation would be thinking about the fun you might could have, the food you might try. Might not be as bad as I think. What's the easiest way to get there? You would think about how you can't wait to have control over your food. You can't wait to see what it's like when you do your first food prep. You would think about things in that way. So it's real important for us to be listening to how we're talking about everything. So when it comes to gamification, it's really thinking about how can I take certain aspects of the basics and make them a little bit more fun, like collecting things. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of examples from our own members and coaches. So one of the parts that I want you guys to focus on, especially this week, is slowing down and finding enough. That I think when I think about all of the basics and we break them down into like, you know, there's making a plan, there's following a plan, there's making a plan, there's the food you put on the plan, like every single part of the basics, there's four of them, but they can be broken down into little things, right? Little skills. When it comes to hunger, we break the doable hunger down into two main skills, the skill of waiting for hunger and then the skill of stopping at enough. So what I would love for you guys to do is gamify the enough side this week. And one of the things that Coach Julie does, so if you don't know, Coach Julie's husband is obsessed with motorcycles, obsessed, loves motorcycles, likes to talk about the motorcycles like all the time. He's like Logan loves talking about presidents. He likes to talk about past presidents. He likes to talk about just everything to do with like history and when it comes to presidents. So when she's eating, every time her husband says the word motorcycle, she puts her fork down and then she waits a little bit before she puts her fork back up. It's very similar to we gamify water for you guys. So, you know, whenever I drop the F-bomb, if I say fuck, shit, ass, whatever it is, you guys do what? You drink water. That is called gamifying. A lot of you really look forward to my lives because that's like hydration central right there. So gamifying is one of those things where you add the fun to what you're doing. So one of the other ideas that came through was while eating out with a friend or a family member, if you know, like Chris is a good example. My husband eats like Methuselah. He eats very slow, very deliberate. Logan eats, oh Lord, Logan eats like he's going back in time. And so gamifying would be sitting there and pacing yourself to someone who eats slow if you are a fast eater. And it would be sitting there trying to figure out, how can I eat on their pace, not my own? And then each time you notice you're going fast, you're like, oh, supposed to be eating their pace. That would be gamifying, where it gets you out of your head of sitting there going, I need to eat slow because if I don't eat slow, I'm never going to fill my enough and rah, rah, rah. And you go down into your deuter about eating to enough and then you jack yourself up. Next thing you know, you're eating too much because you've beat yourself down trying to pay attention. So when you gamify, what you do is you kind of control the inner conversation. You can create a point system for bites you leave behind. If you want to say like, all right, so for every bite, I get X amount of points. And when I collect this amount of points, I'm going to get me this. I'm going to buy myself this, or I'm going to, you know, do some kind of treat for yourself. You can also create a bingo board of your favorite techniques that you want to explore. So, you know, we have very famous techniques here in No BS. We have what's called the Kathy method. The Kathy method is also called the halftime method. So this is where you're eating and you know that it halfway through the meal, you're going to stop. You're going to take a break. You're going to assess, be very deliberate. And then you get to decide if you want to keep going. And then you're going to half it every single time. So you eat your first half. You take a break. You do an assessment. If you want to keep going, you eat half of what's left. And you keep dividing halves. We have something called the Amber method, which you guys are going to have to remind me. Y'all keep naming all the methods. And I'm like, what the hell? What kind of method is this? I'm not even sure what all the methods are. But I believe the Amber method came from a call where I was coaching someone who was stalled in her weight loss for long. She just swore up and down. She was eating exactly what she should be, that she knew that she was at enough. But she hadn't lost weight in a long time, like months. And I challenged her for the rest of the week. She was to eat only half of what she normally ate. She didn't have to do it forever. But the meals that she swore she was eating to enough, her challenge was for 1 week to just try eating half. And if she got hungry later, she could add some food. But she needed to really see if she was eating to what she thought was visually enough and emotionally enough versus physically. And that happens sometimes. Sometimes what we need to do is we need to eat. And I will tell you, the Amber method is for those who are really wanting to get after it. Because I challenged her, you're going to eat enough and your brain is going to freak out for a week. But I just want you to give it a week and see what happens. And if a couple hours later, before your next meal, if you're actually hungry, you can eat. But we need to see if you've just, the Amber method happens to be something, and I believe I'm explaining it correctly. It's a really good method for people who are on a stall. If you've lost like 25 pounds, 50 pounds, just hasn't seen the scale move in a long time. You rarely ever have overeats. But what you think could be happening is maybe what used to be your enough is now actually eating past enough. It's eating to full. This is real common in weight loss. So like for me, when I was losing weight, for a long time, I knew what eating to enough was about. Then once I got like a good 50 pounds off, I had to readjust it. I had to once again come over my drama of eating less. So when I first started losing weight and I would eat a little bit less, there was like the initial, oh my gosh, I'm going to eat less. Like I was worried if it was going to last long enough, all that kind of stuff. I got used to being, oh, it's not near as bad as I thought. I totally can do this. This isn't like past diets where when I would eat less, I would be starving. When I broke the illusion that I wasn't dieting like I always had, then it became fun to do it. Then it was like, it was very safe and very comforting. Well, then I lost about half my weight. And what got me 50 pounds off wasn't going to get the other 50 pounds off. It didn't mean I need to cut out my favorite foods. It didn't mean I needed to suffer and stuff, but I had to go back through that initial drama of like, okay, my body's smaller. I think my body's telling me we're going to eat a little less. So now what I got to do is I got to learn how to go back through the worry and stuff, reassure myself, because if it works the first time, I'm probably going to be okay the second time. But also, it was that point in time where I had to say, I need to really focus more on how wonderful my life is changing. I need to really stop and think more about, I'm enjoying my life more. A little less food isn't taking any emotional comfort away anymore. I'm giving myself emotional comfort now. And I needed to make that realization. And that allowed me to be able to eat a little bit less food. So the Amber method is just a really good hack. Doesn't mean you're only going to eat half, but eating half is just like a good decision point of like, all right, I'm going to try it. We'll see what happens. I'll know if I get like overly hungry or not, but I'll also be able to know that I probably don't have to go back to what I was accustomed to eating, but there's probably some happiness in the middle. So there's that. There's monk meals, which we did earlier in Basics 2.0. A monk meal is just where you sit in silence and eat. Some of you have gone to restaurants and ordered food and sat by yourself and ate in silence, and you're with your food. So think about a monk. Monks don't talk. That's all we're talking about is you're not watching TV. You're not on the Facebook. You're not scrolling your phone, checking email. You're not having a conversation with anybody. You're planning a deliberate meal. And I would pick meals that you typically do overeat, and you eat them in silence so that you can hear what's going on in your brain. And when I do a monk meal, I always sit with some paper and I write what's going on. So what you can do is you can gamify things by using these techniques, and you could make your own little bingo card of like, all right, I'm going to go into the membership and I'm going to see all the different little things that people do to stop at enough. And for 1 week, I want to try some of them and I want to fill up my bingo card, or just make a list of them and just say, I'm going to try all of them this week. And at the end of the week, I'm going to give myself a little bonus prize for finishing it. So there, you know, some of the ones that are other ones are like the people that do, they call it the bite challenge, where they're going to leave 2 bites behind and they keep them in a Ziploc in a freezer. So at the end of the week, they can look to see how much food 2 bites actually makes a difference over the course of a week. So there's all kinds of things you guys can try that all help with dialing into really knowing what enough is. But the purpose of the gamification is to make it fun instead of, I have to do the Amber method or I might not be able to lose weight. I need to do the Kathy method or I'm not going to lose my weight. I need to do the Kathy method because I'm fucking up the enoughness. The whole purpose of gamification is to make it fun instead of thinking I need to, I should, I have to, I got to do this, and building up adrenaline and anxiety around finding enough. So here's what the call to action today is, guys. The call to action is plan one way that you can gamify eating to satisfy this week that would make weight loss fun for you. Not just easy. This week is about figuring out, how am I going to pick a method and do something that makes it feel like it could be fun? Because one of the things that is so good about No BS is we're trying to help you put the ease, the fun, the joy into losing weight. No more making it hard. No more telling yourself it's a grind. None of that bullshit. Because if it is, you're not going to want to do it. And one of the keys is learning how to do the things, how to want the things. All right. So that's the call to action. That's it for today. I will be back tomorrow. We are going to be doing a worksheet together. Y'all keep rocking and rolling on Basics 2.0. Talk about it in the Facebook group. If you have any questions, take it all over to Ask Coaches. We're over there ready to help you. And with that, you guys have a good one. I'll see y'all later. Bye, y'all.